Today, we have the privilege of speaking with the current title holder of Mr. Central South Africa regarding his official initiatives for this year. These initiatives are structured around the core pillars of the program: service, leadership, and advocacy. So, for our listeners, could you please introduce yourself and what you do?
Greetings to all. Hope everyone is doing good. I'm Polokwane, a 19-year-old from Volcom. Well, who's very much passionate about athletics, modeling, and also becoming the best version of himself each and every day. So basically, personal growth. And also, yeah, I was crowned as a king for Mr. Central South Africa in 2025-2026, which is actually a very great achievement in my personal life. As I said, I made personal goals at that. Listen, so it has hit me into the man that I'm becoming right now. And yeah, I'm looking forward to see what Jenny has for me. So on. Thank you.
Oh, well, so, and also once again, congratulations on your win. So I want to know, when your name was called for the new Mr. Central South Africa, what was the very first thought that ran through your mind?
Honestly, it was, yeah, now life is starting. Because actually, Mr. Central South Africa is not about winning with looks, fashion sense or anything, like physical appearance. That's not what it's about, me. I knew from the very first judging session that I got that I'm actually going to become South Africa, you see. But then, as soon as they called my name on stage, yeah, that's when everything became real. Because I thought of, like, the responsibilities that come with Mr. South Africa in general. And, like, the rejections that I've experienced in general. So, I'm still going to see more rejections. I'm still going to receive more rejections further on. So that's the first thing that came to my mind, responsibility them.
Oh, well, so just a follow up, for those who may not be familiar with your journey, can you please just briefly describe what inspired you to enter the Mr. Central South Africa pageant this year?
As I mentioned earlier on, I'm one who values personal growth a lot. So I believe that Mr. Central South Africa would give me the opportunity to see what kind of person that I can be outside of athletics and also modeling. Because pageantry was the last thing on my mind. But getting to be in a space of Mr. Central South Africa, which is actually shaping men into men who understand the real concept of gender-based violence and also dealing with a lot of people, empowerment, and etc. So what actually inspired me to becoming a contestant in Mr. Central South Africa was actually getting to see the person that I can stretch into. You understand?
Mm.
Yeah.
So just speaking about gender-based violence, right? So it requires men and women to just step up on, you know, the violence that is happening in this country. And we know that the national shutdown that is going to be happening now on the 21st of November in making, you know, GBV a national disaster. So I just want to know, just beyond a general statement, what other action programs do you maybe personally or professionally envision to start?
Further on, I wanted to start a social space whereby we always get together and actually brainstorm what we can actually do. Because there are many people who know what to do, but then can't put it out there and their voices can't be heard, you see. So I actually wanted to create social spaces and also get to interact with people who are actually the heads of gender-based violence, because there are people who deal with it personally. So I would also like to face of those people and get to learn more, because I'm not that exposed to gender-based violence. I only got to learn about gender-based violence as I was in the journey of Miss South Africa, and knowing that I'm a person very versatile and want to learn.
Can you describe a challenging moment that you faced during your journey to the crown, and what lesson that taught you about resilience and leadership?
Starting with the challenges that I experienced in general, you see, getting to knock on doors that don't seem to want to open, because as a Mr. Central South Africa finalist, you are required to raise funds and also responses and vouchers. So you get to approach people and they get to tell you that they don't trust what you are, that you are Mr. Central South Africa, although you provide in documentation. So it shows that a lot of people don't trust the situations that actually align with pageantry, because there were many incidents that happened during the process of pageantry growing and all that. So getting to knock on doors that are not even willing to open, but you do it either way. So also going hand in hand with resilience. Resilience, I'd like to believe that resilience is like having the belief of doing it even when no one is watching, right? Or even when nobody believes in you. Rather, I could say that. Okay, so it all starts in believing in yourself first, because as soon as you get to believe in yourself and show the determination and dedication that you are actually believing in yourself, people get to see how much you want it and also start to invest their support into you. So actually, and also leadership, being able to raise up a point and also stand up to what you are saying, and also be able to show people their wrongs, even though it won't sit well with them. But at the end of the day, they should get to know that they're not doing the right thing. So it also taught me versatility in the pageantry space and also in our society, because you need to understand how people operate. We're not all the same. You need to understand that there are people who take critique differently, and you need to know when to use your voice and when to keep your mouth, actually. You see, so it has actually taught me growth in general, this journey. I very much admire this journey, and I'm very much appreciative towards it.
Okay, just to follow up, what initiative or rather project have you worked on during your journey becoming the Mr. Central South Africa, that the one that you can mention that stood out for you?
The one that actually stood up for me, it's actually a school activation, because I never thought that I would be one to stand in front of people, because growing up, I wasn't a person who's like public or anything. I couldn't like raise up my voice, but then getting to go and stand at the school, and actually I'm collaborating with the school now, which is actually Seabo Primary School. I'm actually meeting with the principal again tomorrow to further discuss further on initiatives to collaborate with the school. So it has played a very big role in my life, getting to stand in front of so many kids and seeing how inspirational I can become, and also getting to meet with the teachers there. I got to learn a lot. So it's one of the major experiences that I'd say they built my character. Thank you.
Oh, well, so what is the single most important message you hope to convey to young people of Central South Africa during your year of service?
I'd actually love to let them know that anything is possible if you do believe that you can do it, and never let anyone discourage your thoughts and how you structure your things. So you should also understand that as people, we are different and we are good for what we are good. Basically, what I'm saying is that you should never judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, for it will spend its life believing that it's stupid. You see, so know when to use your voice, actually, as I said. And also do not discourage others in terms of what they have achieved and what they are planning on doing, for you do not know what will happen in the future.
That's good, Mbo. So just finally closing in our last questions. We are looking for a title holder who can be a voice for positive change, rather. In one sentence, why would the people of Central South Africa put their faith in you to carry this torch for the next year?
Because I'm one who is not fearful, and one who is willing to do as he is told. Because I'm very much versatile to learning. I'm very much open to learning. So I'm very much trustworthy and also dependable. Thank you.
There was Mpho Lekgwana sharing his insight on service leadership and advocacy, as well as his journey of the Mr. Central South Africa. OFM News, Refilwe Bekane.